Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind, in association with Strange Company, presents Bleeding of the Hedges, Arc 2, The City of Brambles. Written by Carol Foley and Joshua Price.
Austin, welcome me. I am Dami, and this is my fairy ring. Dance with me. Let me take you away.
That was a great show.
I thought you were going to go.
I figured I should make time for a friend. No, what good am I if I'm not there for you?
What did you think?
It was good. Just...
What?
You play off the whole Seder thing, but you never play that pan flute you have on you the entire time. Is it just a prop?
It's not for them.
So you can play it then?
Yes. It took some practice, but I can play it now.
Will I ever hear you play it?
I used to think the entire world would hear it. But that never really panned out.
How long are you around for?
I'm booked in the next city over for tomorrow night. And then I'm off to Chi-Town for a show this weekend.
Can I come by, you know, after the show?
Won't Dixie wonder about all this?
Dixie has, her own projects.
Nicely done, kid. I see your friend Water is still here.
Yeah, it's right.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know, what did I ever do to you? Why is it that you don't like me?
I just don't.
Marcus?
Yeah, it's okay. I'll just catch you later, Damiana.
Do you have to do that every time he's around?
Yeah, I don't trust that kid. Never did. He's up to something. He wants something from you and... I don't even want to know.
Honestly, Marcus, you think everyone is up to something.
I have one shot to keep you safe.
Stop
one.
Right there. I've heard this speech about 1,000 times.
Then you'd think you'd stop asking me
Let's
why.
Let's not argue. You really think I did okay? And what kept you from getting here early? I thought we had plans to have you be here for my rehearsal.
It was nothing. I just got stuck in traffic.
You can't lie to a demigod,
Damiana,
Marcus.
Just stop asking me questions, okay? Respect my privacy.
Right, because you totally respect mine.
Well.
It's only in the planning stages right now, but I call them my bell wings.
Bell wings?
Every time a bell rings and an angel gets their wings.
I see.
I'm here, and I got company.
Well, I didn't know there was going to be a party. I would have brought a gift for the hostess.
And that's my cue. I've got to get home. Supposed to meet Rain. I'll see you all later on.
When the police tried to take her home, she fell over dead. I remind them of the elemental who said...
Hey, honey.
Hey, yeah.
Please don't get mad. I know you don't like it when I listen to these interviews.
Yeah. I don't know how you stand it, Rain. He's talking about us.
He's talking about the worst of us. We should be learning to cohabitate with the humans, not torture them with old-school ceremonies.
Some of our kind need those ceremonies to survive, Rain. They don't have a choice.
There's always a choice, Dixie. We aren't just animals going off of instinct.
But we aren't human. We shouldn't be expected to live like them.
I don't want to talk about this right now.
You never want to talk about it. You live in a different world in your own mind.
I live in this world, with you. I love you and want you safe. Isn't that enough?
You want me safe, or you want me quiet?
Sometimes the two overlap.
You know, some of us think we should break free of human society.
Ugh, rebellion talk. I don't know why you find them so fascinating.
At least they're trying to change things.
But are they changing things for the better? Those guys live in the Dark Ages. I heard some of them even tried to organize a wild hunt.
Forgive me if I'm not up to speed with the mythology.
Well, then let me enlighten you. The Wild Hunt was led by Queen Mab of the Winter Court. When winter would fall on the old world, she and her riders would ride through the woods claiming children and travelers and drag them all into the hedge.
So some elves got rowdy and threw some people into shrubbery.
They kidnapped people and took them back to Tir Nanana to be pets or slaves or food.
You spend too much time in those old books, Rain, and that's all that they are. Old books.
Why don't you care about this stuff?
I do care. I'm just not obsessed with learning about old wives' tales that don't apply to me.
Those old books can tell us a lot, Dixie. Did you know that we're probably not the only supernatural creatures out there? There's evidence of shapeshifters, vampires, wizards, and even gods in some of those books.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? So everything. We could all be connected. We may be some sort of subspecies of something else. We could be-
Stop trying to wedge fairy-shaped pegs into boring human holes! I don't want to fight about
Me
this.
Me either. I'm sorry. I just worry about you.
Don't. I can take care of myself, babe. Hey, isn't your friend from art school in town this week? What was her name?
Damiana? Yeah, she's around, but I don't know if I'll see her. It's not like we're close.
What's her deal anyway? She never comes around here. Is she afraid of me or something?
It's nothing like that. She's just busy.
Doing what? It's not like she can't take a break from painting to do lunch with you.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You should go see her gallery. I'm sure we're only arguing because we've been cooped up in here.
Maybe you're right.
Why are you still here?
Oh, that's a little existential, isn't it?
Jack, why would you bring a monster like this to us?
You wouldn't stop following me.
You're a red cap. I'm certain your cap could use a new coat, and if that doesn't work...
You could have led him somewhere else.
I needed to bring something to Ira.
What is it, Jack?
It's Arbor. I heard him. He's up to something. I saw plans that have increased security around a few established circles.
It could be just his usual measures.
It could be. Except...
Spit it out.
He has increased security within a mile of our sentinels.
Damn it! I knew this would happen.
I'm sure we can handle it.
Don't you see? We're sitting ducks. All he has to do is follow one of us and we're toast. Hell! For all we know, this leech could be working for
him. Oi, don't lump me in with the likes of that creep. My loyalty is strictly compensatory in nature. Arbor doesn't pay inferior creatures for services rendered.
You've dealt with Arbor before?
I may have been approached by certain entities about my unique life experiences.
Why would Arbor talk to you? What do you know? Tell me now, or we'll see if you're fireproof.
Look, I've been around a long time. I was alive when you weirdos were around the first time. And I saw the wall between the courts. I know a lot of things that would be lost if you lot got me all hot and bothered.
I'll show you
so
hot!
Stop. Orange, please tell me what you know.
Sure, I'd be glad to. But for a price.
Our financial assets...
Of no concern to me.
Then what do you require as payment?
I need a protege.
A what?
When a vampire gets to be a certain age, he wants to see his family grow. I need someone I can mold. Someone who can take my place after I die.
You want us to find you some human you can sacrifice to the damned?
Oh, humans are so last millennia. I want something new. I want one of your circle.
I can't ask that.
I'll do it.
Sister, you can't.
Why not? We need the information, and I am volunteering. I am certain I can handle whatever he throws at me.
I like your spunk, Red.
Stop talking like that.
My name isn't Red. It's Celosia.
Meh. I like Red better.
There are a number of everyday precautions that we can all take that may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The first is to make sure to clean your hands often. Now, washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds is the best, but if you don't have that, try to use a hand sanitizer that has at least 60% alcohol. And to the extent possible, avoid touching high-touch surfaces in public places. These are things like elevator buttons, door handles, handrails, or of course, handshaking with people. Wash your hands after touching surfaces in public places. Avoid touching your face, your nose, and your eyes. And clean and disinfect your home to remove germs, practicing routine cleaning of frequently touched surfaces like tables, doorknobs, light switch handles will make a difference. Avoid crowds, especially in poorly ventilated spaces. All these small things that we can do may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. For more information, go to cdc.gov and be well, everyone.